Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This show is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app right now. Listeners, when they sign up on the DraftKings Sportsbook app and they use promo code DNVR, they can get $100 in free bets when they bet just $1 on either NFL team to score in an NFL game. That sounds like a no-brainer to me. Remember, right now, when they score, you score with DraftKings Sportsbook and promo code DNVR. Bet just $1 to win $100 in free bets. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app. What is up, everybody, and welcome into the Losers Lounge.
Wow, that was rough. man, this guys, yeah, the Losers Lounge. Here we are. This honestly is going to be an absolute dog shit Losers Lounge. It's going to be a real rough one. This was, honest to God, no exaggeration. I think this was the worst performance that we've seen in a regular season game, maybe ever. Yeah. I mean, this was a really bad. I'm not sure what game. Like, I'm sure there were games. Let me take it back. I'm sure there were games. They were so bad that I've forgotten them. And I hope I forget this game.
I don't know. This one doesn't feel like we'll be over.
You will not forget it.
You're not gonna
you are definitely going to forget it. We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. I haven't even checked my account. I'm sure I lost money tonight. Just everything was coming up. Turds.
Yeah, tough night on the bank account, tough night for the Nuggets, tough night to be someone who celebrates the Denver Nuggets professionally. Yeah.
You know what
but
it
we're
is?
We're going to do it. We're going to find a way.
What it is when you have 2 days off in between games and you're just kind of like, you have all momentum. You're like, I just like doing this. I just want to be here. And you get all excited. I was here all day. I've been at this bar /office all day long. Just like, hey, man, cap it off tonight. We got the Nugs. And then you watch, you're like, what?
Yeah.
I know.
You know what? I mean, this is what sports are, guys.
This is what sports are.
They're not predictable.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not scripted. You have to go through the lowest lows in order to feel the highest
highs.
That's
why you play the game.
You play to
win. Things are bad sometimes, but other times they're good. Tonight, right now, they're bad.
They are bad. we're all down bad. Over here, I got Brendan Vogt. He's down bad.
Yeah, but you know what? As a wise man once said, we suffer together. So I'd rather suffer through it with the chat, with the homies here, than by myself, or worse, with my girlfriend.
Oh, that's like less than by yourself.
Yeah.
Over here, I got Superstar Dev.
I think that my performances on these shows are just going to go with however the Nuggets do.
So I shouldn't expect
they want to show out and play really well. Guess what? I'm going to show out and play really well.
So that tells us what we're going to get tonight out of you. Okay, that's good.
I didn't tell you when to start it.
D-Line over here, the giggler. He's nothing kills his vibe.
No, honestly, like me being dunked on in my mentions is almost as entertaining. Like, it's...
Is it a dumpster fire?
I
knew we were gonna lose today. I knew because Eric did the like parade today. Like
I did it. I tweeted that yesterday.
They found it today though.
Yeah, but that's today. Not me doing the parade.
It was like, man, this feels like Smuggett's vibes, and here we are. I believe in
nothing
his vibes,
is worse
Eric.
Than these cowardly take. When you guys shy away. This is why the Nug Life exists, because of these terrible attitudes. So you don't listen. We can peacock and we can have nice things too. And if things go poorly, the two of you go back into your turtle shells so quickly, it embarrasses me.
What did I do?
Put the pride forward. You put it on the thing. Blaming me for this loss is the most cowardly thing.
Do you guys think it's Eric's fault for flying too close to the sun?
The
I'm
chat.
Just saying. I'm
flying too close to the sun.
I know my classics. I just know flying too close to the sun is not a good thing. You melted the wings, but guess what? We all went down. The Nuggets, no, it's not Eric's fault tonight, guys. It's the Denver Nuggets' fault. This was a game. The Nuggets led 11-4. The first, like, 3 minutes of this game, it was like, man, all right. Yoke's in his bag. Like, this is looking easy. Here you go. Sixers call a timeout. They got to regroup. It's just such an ass-whooping after a few seconds. And I think the Nuggets were like, oh, it's over. 11-4, insurmountable lead. Let's go. The next, like, 30 minutes of clock was, like, miserable for the Denver Nuggets. They couldn't get traction going. They lost sort of momentum early and in that first quarter and just couldn't get it back. And then once the 76ers got up 10, didn't miss. They had Maxey was murdering. You got Seth Curry. Dev, give me your first thought. When you think of this game, what's the first thing you're going to think of?
I want to say this is the games that that make you realize why the game plan isn't just go to Jokic every single time.
Right.
Don't have one guy that you have to rely on to do everything for you, because then other people around him are not, stepping up, or they're not performing to their ability. He could go in and score every single time. He goes out and has 25 points in the first half, but they're still down.
Yeah.
It's still, like, very tough baskets, and you could see it. On one side of the court, there was tough baskets that were being made, a lot of double teams and crunching the paint. And then on the other end, it's, like, great basketball. They're passing the ball around. They're free-flowing. They're getting to whatever they want to do. So that was a game that it was like everybody does matter. This is not Jokic versus blah, blah, blah. It's a team game, and everyone has to step up.
I would say the defense.
Yeah.
And I know the final score wasn't that bad, but all things considered, right?
Was it?
Well, it's not. I don't think it's like the biggest total the Nuggets
They lost by 14 or something. 103.
Total,
I got
for
you.
Philly. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is, all things considered about who was missing – in that first half, to Dev's point, everything was so easy. I mean, the Nuggets were so slow and late on rotations. And then they were somehow both late to rotate, jogging out there, and then still getting beat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it just seemed like guys were getting flown by all night long. And then that's the thing. Like, I know everyone bemoaned the end of the bench and the roster construction issues, which will rear their head all year. But the roster hasn't changed from that 5-game winning streak, right? What happened was tonight at home, they didn't defend. And if they had, that's a close game where the MVP is on. Maybe the other team who's down some starters starts to tighten up down in the stretch. But the Nuggets never put that on them. And it's a game that they end up getting blown out. And so you can say, oh, well, this is wrong with this team. And this is, from a construction standpoint. But really, they just didn't defend tonight. Because even with everyone playing like garbage, they still could have and should have stole that one. Won that. Not stole. Won. Because they're 7-point favorites.
Yeah. Effort was not there tonight. The Nuggets
effort was not there.
Did not show up. They the rhythms were off. There was absolutely no flow to the game. Aaron Gordon played the worst game I think a Denver Nugget has played this year. He was atrocious. Like, I don't know. I mean,
he wasn't even the worst Nugget today. We're going to get to the worst Nugget today.
Bones was terrible. Like, it was really remarkable. It really had the snowball effect. As soon as things got bad, and this is actually something you hate to see. I mean, this shows, like, no resolve, right? Like, when things go bad, they just packed up.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely the worst thing in the world you want to see from your basketball team. Obviously, this is a one game out of a great many, but heart is really the one thing that you can always kind of, revert back to when things aren't going well. And the Nuggets showed absolutely no heart tonight. Like, just none. Like, Jokic came out and he was on his game. He and Will Barton were the only two that were scoring, and everybody else just, like, tentative isn't even the word. I mean, they were just absent. It was bizarre. Like, we've not seen them look this hapless and look this disinterested this year.
There was a real lack of pride, it felt like, tonight. And it was from a lot of different players. I do think that Barton and Yoke came out tonight, looked like they were going to play. And look, 30 points for Yoke, 19 points, 9 and 8 for Barton. Like, those are two really good stat lines from those guys. And I thought, especially in that first half, they tried to get some things going.
Yeah.
But there were way too many guys in this game that you looked at and were like, do you not want to be here?
Right.
Do you just not want to be here tonight? Totally. And I'm going to start with our king of the game tonight, guys.
Yeah, bring him up.
King of the game befitting. As it, nope, not that one. Here it is, Jeff Green. 23 minutes, one rebound. Zero for zero, zero for zero from three, zero rebound, or one rebound, zero assists, zero steals, zero blocks, zero assists. This was an all-timer from Jeff Green, and the reason we made him king of the game, it's ironic, of course, but the reason we made him king of the game is because, to me, he was a caricature
right.
of the rest of the Nuggets tonight, minus Jokic and Barton. And by the way, Jokic and Barton both tonight had some moments defensively, we were kind of like, what's going on here, man? Like,
for sure.
You know, make that play, but you can't fault them. Like, they did enough to win this game. But Jeff Green was indicative, and he was I honestly am hesitant to go all in on Jeff Green because I have to assume he's hurt.
He
I'm serious.
By the way, all jokes aside, he was grabbing at his hip early in this game after a hard fall. That was a real thing, so maybe
because he wasn't running up and down the court, he wasn't doing anything with a sense of urgency. He wasn't guarding, and to be out there for 23 minutes and grab one stat, and it's a rebound. I can't wait to see the rebound because I want to see it. Might have been a free throw. It might have been like it hit him and he just grabbed it or something. I don't know. 23 minutes without getting a stat. Honestly, Dev, if you played 23 minutes tonight, what do you think your stat line would have looked like?
I would have got one more thing than him, for sure. at least an assist, man.
Or a foul.
Or a foul. At least zero foul.
He probably would have attempted a shot.
I definitely would have got a shot up. Yeah. Tony Snell, Avery Bradley, like, if he wouldn't have got that rebound, he would have been a cross-country runner out there. Like, just straight cardio for the entire day. Like, really, when you think about the night and you think about those vibes, there's nothing you could do if you have two guys that were doing it. That's when I knew things were going to go bad. At the end of the first quarter, no other Nugget had a single field goal attempt made. Like, I mean,
made.
So how are you going to do that? Then that's a starter. That's a guy that you elevate and put in this position. So on one end, you've seen a team playing with pride. They're playing without, you know, their starting point guard. They're playing without their star player, their franchise players, both of them. They're playing with pride because they know that they need those minutes. They know that this is an opportunity for them to showcase themselves.
Yeah.
Jeff Green was in that same position, and he seemed to just be comfortable. He seemed to just be okay with running up and down the court. Even if he is hurt, then you have to make the decision to say, I'm not feeling well today.
I'm going
to
give you 23 minutes without a stat. So
that actually is worse than playing hurt. Like, it's so true. If that's the case.
That's a good point.
Put Peter Cornelier in. Put somebody in who wants to play. Put Bol Bol in. Like, yeah. I mean, really, like, at a certain point, like, you are to go out there and, like, give that kind of effort, like, you're just stealing from other people. Like, people that could actually benefit from an opportunity.
Jeff Green, he has the Wilson Chandler thing about him where he just always looks relaxed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't. And some guys, I'm always hesitant on this thing because some guys look intense all the time, but they're not. And some guys look relaxed all the time, but they're intense. I don't know about Jeff Green. I don't know him well enough to say, but I will say he does have the look of on a night like this, you kind of look out there and you're like, yeah, man, he's not bothered.
He's not. I mean, look, Jeff Green checks out sometimes. That's the thing. And this is a very talented player who has been a journeyman. And on one hand, credit to finding a way to survive and be valued all those years. On the other, there's a reason why Jeff Green hasn't really stuck in a lot of places. And I know some of the frustration early in career was just this. All the athleticism in the world, skilled player, you know, the focus seems to, or the caring seems to phase in.
Yeah, that's just it.
Maybe like, not focus, just the attitude.
I mean, Jeff Green was terrible. So many other players were terrible.
Yeah, Jeff
Green,
it's a lot of time on
emblematic of everybody, but
the energy.
He was talking about specifically Jeff Green, like you're looking at a guy like, he's a Nugget, but like, is he a Nugget? Like, when things aren't going well, are we looking to Jeff Green to be the one to pick us up? No, we shouldn't be. But nobody wanted that role, except for Jokic and Barton.
When you have a guy like Jeff Green, and if I was a guy in Jeff Green's position on the team, or just in that, you got to be in, especially if I'm a starter, if I'm playing those minutes as a journeyman, you got to be the guy, the enforcer, the veteran on the team that, like, just tries to control things and get things going. That should have been him that got the technical foul where he gets kicked out of the game to try to bring some
energy
to his team.
That's a great point. That's a veteran move.
That's what you do. Like, if you're going to be that guy that puts in these type of situations, bring the energy in a different way. Try to ignite your team in a different way. We don't see him screaming at people. Maybe that's not his nature. But energy has to be brought from you. You are the odd man out. You are the guy that they can replace and they want to replace. You're the first person that they're going to change when Michael Porter Jr. comes back. So affect the game in some way. It doesn't have to be in scoring. It doesn't have to be on defense every single time. But you have to do something. And this was a night that, like you said, he just checks out sometimes. So it's tough to not call him out. 23 minutes with nothing. I mean, if Bobo is doing that, we're going to be upset. He's doing it with right. 3 minutes in a game. So bring something.
Eric is right that we're using him as a launch pad for guys just not playing. But you're right that at the end of the day, you don't look and say, like, Jeff Green's got to carry us home. It's just that he didn't have it. The guy that you do look to and say, hey, you can't have these kind of nights was Aaron Gordon. And he's, look, his stat line looks better. This is a bad stat line. 9 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. But at least it wasn't zeros all across the board.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it's still not good. And that's not what you.
The in between the lines of those stats.
Right.
Well, first of all, 9 and 4 is not a good stat anyway.
But he's put up those stat lines and still gotten like a B plus for me because he's locked dudes down. Whatever. You find some way to help the game. Tonight he was just bad. And so Tyrese Maxey to start the game, which was sort of an interesting decision to begin with, and it didn't go super well for Aaron. And then neither really did when he was switched on to other guys, bigger guys, even Tobias. I mean, it was one of those games where maybe the obvious matchup didn't stick out.
Right.
And he wasn't able to impact a game the way he has in the past. But you got neither end from him tonight, that's why it felt so empty.
He just wasn't himself.
Yeah.
Like, something was up with him, you know? I don't know if he didn't sleep well. I don't know if maybe he slept too well.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if maybe he took a day off and they all maybe had a fiesta.
Do you sleep? If you sleep too much, are you bad the next day?
How was I today?
Smug.
I slept too much.
here's the thing, like, I don't feel that. If I sleep too much, my best self.
Really?
12 hours of sleep, I'm like, oh, it's the best version of me you'll ever get.
Same. Well, we've seen that.
Same, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful, actually.
I always see these things. Some people will be like, 6 hours. I know my body well enough. That's my perfect amount. I'm like, my perfect amount is like 12 to 15 hours of sleep. If I ever get that, I'm like, boom.
When I lived in Boston, I didn't know what the speed limit was on any road ever. It was, you went as fast as you could when you were able to.
Oh, yeah.
So the amount of sleep you're supposed to get is however much you're able to get.
Your Boston time is always interesting to me too as a person. How different do you think you'd be if you never lived in Boston?
Not that different.
You don't think so? You don't think it made you more of a... I'm trying to figure out why you're such an asshole.
I was born this way.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. I didn't know nature,
I didn't
nurture.
Like that. Mother must be nice.
Aaron Gordon, man. He just didn't have it tonight. And here's another thing. Oh, do you have something?
I was going to say, with these type of games from Aaron Gordon, really when he doesn't have a guy that he's supposed to be labeled as slowing down or stopping, especially when he has to do those cross... matchups, like when he's trying to guard a guard. First off, I think that would have been a perfect night for him to go against Tobias Harris, which is kind of just practice for the guys that he's for, the bigger guys, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James of the world. I thought that would be a matchup that he tries to go against, and it maybe is in help side at times, but when he has to do those type of cross matchups and then it doesn't pan out, that's when I feel like he just starts trying to experiment on the offensive end. Like, I'm not getting it going on defense because I'm playing out of my element. Now on offense, I'm just trying to find, ways to go. I think a lot of the game was how do we get somebody else to score? How do we get somebody else to do, these things? Right. And then you have guys that are doing different things. Like, they're experimenting on the floor. And I feel like he did a lot of that. 4 of 13 and didn't play good defense, just kind of hanging out around the three-point line and shooting, contested mid-range pull-ups. That's not going to cut it. So he needs to get back to being himself. Really, you don't have to score. Just get dunks when slash when you have to. And then you got to just be a lockdown defense that brings it on that end of the floor.
And I think putting your head down and getting to the paint, too, because we saw that early in the season. Tonight, one of the things that I think happened tonight was Philadelphia, when they got their lead, packed the paint. And one of the things I talked about a couple weeks back was you start losing guys like Michael Porter and even Will Barton for a while, whatever. And you sometimes get a jolt, hey, teams don't know how to scout you quite yet. You're going to prove to everybody you play more connected, this or that. But as time goes on, teams start to get a little bit more of a scout of okay, what are they missing and what can't they do now that they have this?
Right.
And tonight felt like one of those games in that when Philly got comfortable and got the lead,
a 10-point cushion. They're like, look, make them shoot themselves out of this now. Let's pack the paint. Let's make them shoot. And you can't fall for that. You have to sort of like get to the line and attack. And I thought everybody, but Gordon especially, he's the one that stands out the most, just kind of settled a little bit, hung around the perimeter a little bit too much.
He crossed someone to the floor and then took a jumper. And yep. It was like, man, go to the rack.
Yeah, they just weren't interested in playing today. It was like everything that requires effort in basketball, which is slashing, defending, I don't know, looking around for the right pass. Like, just none of it was there.
Yeah.
Just none of it. Like, it was all, they just had nothing to give us.
Let me ask this question. This is just a theory. My takes on these immediate ones, I always watch the ball. I think sports are best when they involve all parts of your body, your brain and your heart or your guts or whatever. I watch these first ones. We do the show. It's usually the, like, you allow your visceral self to enjoy the sport, right? Yeah. Like you're kind of coming from here. Then you go back and watch them, and you're watching it from, you're breaking it down a little bit more. But this is a take from the gut a little bit. Malone, I think, you always hear this from players. He's really great scout. The players always know what the game plan is, and like you could tell that he knows what's going on. I wonder with a team in Philadelphia who has all these guys out, if it's like a hard team to game plan for, because part of what happened tonight was they were getting to the spots they wanted to get to all night. You almost wonder if it was like, did they have a proper scout on this version of Philadelphia or not? I almost felt like they maybe did not, because they're like, they don't have anybody. I don't know.
What would you scout for, though? Like, they're rotating the ball and making that extra pass. Like, how do you scout for that? How do you slow
get the ball out of Seth Curry's hands? I mean, this is part of it. It's just, hey, you know, there's always the what's the engine? Let's make that engine go away from itself. And tonight, Maxey and Curry, and maybe it's just that they had two, they were living wherever they wanted to get, they were getting to. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder if you're like, hey, let's force Drummond to beat us. And it just wasn't that. It was those two guys getting where they wanted to every time.
For sure. And then between the available guys and Barton just not bringing it on D tonight and AG too, it's just... Like, I don't love the AG on Maxey matchup, but then it's Monte Morris, who just cannot guard Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah.
Barton needed to be better on defense tonight as a part of it as well. And he was far from the problem. He had a good game. But, yeah, there was just – the D was really bad. The point of attack D was really bad. There were some rotations that just never happened. Jokic, I thought, took a step back defensively tonight. Hard to blame him, but
he was literally like 80% of the offense.
I'm not really knocking him, but it stinks because that's the thing about the defense is they can have games like this and still feel competitive. They should still feel competitive. And then you go, oh, it's close. Just throw the ball to Jokic and we'll see what happens. And even that wasn't even really an option.
Let's take a break because we got to get our first ad break in. But on the other side, we got to talk about Bones. Because there's a little bit of a downward trend going on, and some of the stuff that was bad today is most concerning. So I want to talk about that on the other side. Also, by the way, Harrison Wind at the arena, he'll be joining us. I'm sure Michael Malone had some fire.
There's a pretty good chance he left early.
He might have.
People are what make ball special. People at every level come into work each day and give 100% to accomplish their goals. Production techs at Ball are the front line in their can-making operations. They directly impact the volume of production they run, quality production they run. They're integral to operations. Production technicians are also important because as their skills grow, they're able to move into more mechanical roles. Ball Core, as in the sponsors of Ball Arena, one of the best arena names in the entire league, as we discussed on the pregame show. They are all about people, and they want good people working for them. So right now, if you're looking for work, text GOLDEN to 77222. You'll get linked to open positions. You can also go directly to jobs.ball.com, search for GOLDEN. That's jobs.ball.com and search for GOLDEN, or simply text GOLDEN to 77222. And it's always DraftKings season here at DNVR. And one of the ways that you can make money with DraftKings right now is by betting on the NFL, because of course DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
Hell yeah, it is.
New customers who bet just $1 on either team to score can win $100 in free bets. When a team scores, you score with DraftKings Sportsbook. You can also get skin in the game with the new same game parlays. We've been pushing those on you in the pregame lounges. You can also get some strong recommendations from the doc, Andre, not a real nickname, and no, RK on DNVR bets. Those guys know what's up, so help them help you. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. More legs you add, the more money you can win. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR. Bet $100 on either team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code DNVR this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
We back?
Back, baby.
We are back.
I like this comment from Patrick Rasmussen. No Zeke. And
he was out. He's out.
Yeah, I know. He's hurt. I'm just saying, like, I know everyone stunk tonight, but twice now the bench has looked pretty good with Zeke in there. And I don't know, Jermichael continuing to struggle. I just think maybe there's an interesting conversation to be had when and, you know, if Zeke gets back soon, because
what
Jermichael's struggling.
Just the mention of Jermichael Green, I'd forgotten about the odyssey that is Jermichael Green.
It's funny because Jeff Green and Jermichael Green, like, just competing right now for worst green.
Dude, the freaking greens, man.
The freaking greens.
We need to start calling them the freaking greens.
They're not
Dos Verdes anymore.
They're no longer Dos Verdes.
They're the freaking greens.
He was rough tonight. And it's funny, I'm looking at his stat line. 1 of 3 from three, 2 of 4 from the field, 6 points. Like, I thought it was worse. It felt worse than that.
Everything. I feel like he was fouling a lot more. Yeah. It says he only has one. I just remember the slam, kind of.
Yeah.
He's just out there giving negative minutes, it feels like, every time.
Yo, he's, like, making mistakes. He's, like, losing the ball. He's, like, throwing it away. He's, like, shooting three-pointers that the second it touches his hands, even before he shoots it, even though he's wide open at the top of the paint, we just know that there's no chance. Yeah. And we were right. It didn't go ahead.
I mean, like, even, like, they tried Faku in the first half and then not in the second, maybe thinking, like, oh, maybe that's the problem. Wasn't the problem. The same thing happened in the second half without him. I mean, this is the thing about it. We got to talk about Bones because, Jay Mike, you're right. I don't know how long you stick with – like, I don't know that moving Jay Mike out is necessarily the best thing, even though I would prefer Zeke if he's healthy in there just because I think he's a little, you know, more reliable here or there. But – I don't think Zeke solves the bench problem. I said this a while back. I don't think Bones solves it. And I wonder now, Bones is a couple bad games in a row from him. You know, last one you thought maybe it's just second night of a back-to-back, this or that. But tonight, 0 of 7, and he was really bad. The thing that concerns me most about what happened to Bones tonight was that on multiple occasions, he got manhandled defensively in a way that you're like, I don't know what the adjustment is there.
Nope.
If somebody can just push you out of the way and then score a layup, like, yeah, that's a real concern. And I don't know. I would say this is the first time I feel like, okay, a little concerned about Bones. I think he's better than this, better than he was last night. But I'm a little concerned that there's some weaknesses there that are like, can this guy really play 15 minutes, 20 minutes a night every single night?
Yeah, I feel like those have been there, but now he's playing more. Now he's a part of the rotation where he's going against not those other teams' third units or – he's not in a situation where he's next to Jokic. Like, we got to see him kind of in ways on an island where you have to defend by yourself and you also have to just play. We're seeing more and more of him, and also the offense is not there either. So you have to focus on just a lot of negative, you know, plays. When he's out there and he's making things happen, then the shots start falling because he's a confidence player. Yeah. Right now the shots are not falling, so the confidence is a little bit down. Starting to, like, turn the ball over a little bit. But also, he's now getting attacked. So, you know, these are the things that you for sure are going to see as a rookie. But he's also a very small rookie. A lot of guys are going to start trying to, you know, back him down and try to put him in those type of situations. Like you said, I don't know how you change that around. So we just want to see the shots start falling or just everything else creating. And then you can focus on that side.
Yeah, it's exactly that. Like, the problem was is that he had nothing to counterbalance. Like, If you have a bad defensive performance, but you're filling it up on the other side, that you don't notice it, or at least you cancel it out, right? He was as bad offensively as he was defensively.
0-5 from three.
He had absolutely nothing to offer. He had none of those, like, drive and kick kind of plays. That bench in their first stint, I think, they scored 3 points between them. They were each negative 15, negative 17, which, you know, not coincidentally, is the final score. Like,
can I tell you something? I'm just looking at this. Jeff Green had the 23-minute one rebound. I'm looking at PJ Dozier here, who had 16 minutes, 0 points, 2 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 steals, 0 blocks, 2 turnovers.
PJ was really bad tonight.
So PJ had 2 rebounds and 2 turnovers. And at least he got 4 shots up. He missed them all. But, like, So it's a little bit better, I guess, but it's kind of similar. He was a minus 24 to 16 minutes tonight.
Minus 24.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. I mean, we are kind of like... We are kind of like throwing our detective hats on and looking for clues with the magnifying glass, and like the whole room is covered in blood. Like everyone sucked tonight. Whole thing's a crime scene, you know? Like PJ was bad, Bones was bad. Every starter was in the negative. So, you know,
these Yoke was freaking awesome in that first half, I will say.
Like, I mean, Yoke was not bad.
Yoke was pretty freaking incredible. That's always a given. What was he, 10 of 12 or something?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, this is, if we didn't have jobs or we had to talk about this game, like, we would turn this motherfucker off.
And we were at playback, and I was like, well, what are we going to do the second half?
I mean, there's 325 people watching this, which is incredible. Like, the realest of the real.
We suffer together, everybody.
We could have to be figuring out all these bench stuff if we have all year long, but they still looked competitive and still won the game. Tonight, they just played like garbage.
Yep.
And that's not, I'm not saying you have to accept that. You can be bummed about that. But it is a little bit like, what went wrong here? Like, there was a mass murder. You know, right. Let me see.
What could we
do? You see any clues?
Well, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's, you know what? We just went through it. I mean, look, I don't know if this is the symptom of a larger problem or if it was a one off. I lean more towards, look, we just saw him win 5 games in a row.
Yeah, of course.
I would lean more towards, like, hey, man, this was hopefully a wake up call. You know, now that Chicago game becomes even more important because you're getting ready to go on the road for quite a bit. Chicago, a very good team. So I think there's a little bit of that. Like, you need to. The Nuggets desperately need to bounce back tomorrow to make us feel good about everything again. And
do you think that's the energy, number one? Right? What the Nuggets are worried about are our vibes.
No,
they're like, I hope
need
so.
This for the team.
I hope so. You know, I hope they care about my emotions just the tiniest little bit. You know, like,
I do too. We care about theirs in that it affects ours.
That's a very selfish relationship. Let's try to find a little bit of silver lining here, guys. Just the tiniest bit. I know it's going to be hard, but is there anything from this game? I'll go first. Peter Cornelly sighting.
Hey-o.
Peter Cornelly got his first I know it sucked. Can you imagine being Peter Cornelly? Your whole life you dream about being an NBA player, and you get in, and it's like, yeah, this is the lowest point of the last 2 seasons. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, but for me, it's the high point. I got 4 minutes.
He's having people sign. He's trading jerseys at half.
He's
court.
Like, can I have that ball? I want to save it forever. So I have like, first game I play.
Jokic kicks it in the crowd. He's like, chases after it.
I'll pay you for this terrible basketball. No, but for real, like, it's always cool when a guy gets to play his first NBA minutes. Peter Cornelly got those tonight. You know, tip of the hat.
Yeah. Also, Will Barton, back pain. Like, that's. That played, was mildly
that's a
concerning.
Great point. Wyatt Will Barton played, yep.
Played, but also played well. Didn't just check. It's one thing if he checked in and they're like, oh, he looks a little, back looks tender. He's limping around. He looks stiff.
Yeah, you'd be like, you would look at Jeff Green's stat line and assume that would be Will Barton's stat line based on the fact he came in with a hurt back. Jeff Green, no excuse. Just
no hurt back.
Not interested in playing.
Yeah, Barton looked good.
Will Barton
did
playing.
Jeff Green played enough.
I will say, Will Barton, you know, you're coming back from a back injury, 34 minutes.
It's not
right
ideal.
There.
It's not.
And by the way, those 34 minutes came in the span of like 38 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, because he was out there for so long. But, you know, you're right. I'm with you. That was a positive. Dev, this is like when I make my kids, like when they get in a fight and I'm like, say one nice thing about your sister. Say one nice thing about the Nuggets, Dev.
I'll say in less than 5 minutes, Bobo did way better than Dozier and also Jeff Green. You know, this is another time. This was garbage time, but it still was a game that we got to see a positive from him. We also got to see him affect the game quickly. Like, rebounds, he got a block. He's altered a shot, you know, that is not going to go on the scoreboard, but it hit the side of the rim. And he's just playing a little bit more where you got to try to trust it. Yeah, I see what you did. Yes. Don't do this.
Here we go. It's Christmas time.
I'm going to say Bobo will be my positive.
Oh, it's putting me in the Christmas spirit, you guys. Am I a week early?
No. Nuggets usually suck on Christmas. So.
That's so true.
That was this a banger. Hey, that was a banger. Good job, bro. Good job, bro. This is does feel like a Nuggets Christmas game.
It does feel like a Nuggets Christmas game. Yeah, for real. Can you imagine if this happened on national television on Christmas? The Nuggets lose to Tyrese Maxey.
It did.
It did happen.
It was the Pelicans.
Oh, my God. That was such a bad one. Do we have any other silver linings tonight? I will say, we haven't even talked about this. Michael Malone got tossed tonight. Nope. Malone, this fooled me. I am ashamed to admit this. Malone's been the coach 7 seasons.
It took me like 3 seasons to learn that Malone only gets thrown out calculated.
Man, we really, really wanted him to be to accept a chocolate bar on the way out like he did that other time. Like, but he did. I mean, you said Vicky's not allowed to bring
I don't think she's allowed to bring candy anymore.
He did like give a very tender handshake to her though. Like,
and held on a little extra long.
Which you don't do if you're irate and like you're seeing red. You're just like, slap, slap, slap. He's like,
first of all, he wasn't irate. Like he walked out on, I'm telling you, man, like this, Malone, God bless him. He tried. He tried something. Look, you know, you're feeling it. You made fun of me and look at you over here. It's a banger. It's a total banger. 10 out of 10.
You're going to dance.
Yeah, you're going to dance when it comes on. What was I saying? Oh, Malone. Like, it's just so calculated. Anyway, I knew it wasn't going to work.
Yeah, it was, of course not. I mean, like, because first off, it was so unbelievably false.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, he was like,
Do you remember what the call was too?
Yeah, it was a push off.
Oh, Yoke! Yeah, come on, man.
Yoke wasn't even mad about it.
He was trying.
He was like, you know what? I'm out of here.
In Malone's defense, like you can't look at that and think all they need is a really good speech from me.
Right.
Then, you know what I mean? Like you got to try something. Today's game was actually on national TV
here in Brazil. Oh, wow. Poor Brazil. That's awesome. That's what they got.
Brazil, lo siento.
Did they like?
So hold on.
Not Portuguese.
Portuguese and Spanish have many of the same phrases.
Is that the same phrase in Portuguese?
Portuguese and Portuguese speakers.
We don't know.
Hold on. But is there a person that's like putting together like the commercial for this game in Brazil? Like.
What do you mean?
That this is like the marquee matchup of the day?
You think like they're like, you can boo Faku.
Brazil. You see to muto.
So no
similarities. I don't even think a letter was
honestly comparable to when Shaq called Yoke Russian.
No.
Well, he spoke Russian.
He
spoke to him in Russian.
I knew it was Portuguese. I just don't speak Portuguese.
Yeah. Look at my Russian. You guys don't know I'm pretty good at it. I have one other positive here, guys.
Hit me. I can't.
And it's like I'm really reaching here. I'm looking through a telescope for the silver lining. Austin Rivers has played better, in my opinion, over the last couple of games.
Wow.
Well, first of all, he made a shot tonight.
Yeah. No.
Which is like now 2 games in a row or 3 games in a row.
He actually played really well.
I mean, he went 1-of-4, which again is not a great percentage from 3, but he was so bad. I mean, he went games without making shots, and now he's starting to make like 1 a game. So maybe a little bit of momentum for him.
So he made like a shot?
He made a shot.
Yeah, I think he was better on defense
than
he was.
Oh, he is good on defense.
Yeah, don't hurt your shoulder reaching for
this
that
game
one,
was
man.
An abject nightmare. There are no silver linings. The Nuggets are in the locker room right now like, ooh, throw the tape out on that one. They're not going to watch this film. We have to talk about this longer than they will.
Rivers hit a shot. Right. It's not that
game
bad.
Ball, Austin Rivers is watching this. He's like, hell yeah, I did. Yeah, I made one.
Right.
I'm back, baby. All right, let's take our final break. On the other side, though, around the association, plus we have some emojis. We might have to use our emoji stack here to talk about our own emotional state.
Well, that's just it. I feel like we're all so emotionally damaged. We just have to speak through the cards.
That
like,
is true.
I can't even access my emotions right now. They're so walled off.
That's a great point.
Christmas is coming up. If you got a sports fan in your life, haven't gotten them a gift yet.
Christmas is
just yet. Might I suggest a pretty dope sign from Saturday?
Hell yeah. Oh, do we have our sign here?
They design and manufacture officially licensed collegiate logo LED neon signs.
Where'd our sign go?
We've got one for the Rams. We've got one from the bus. We don't have it on set.
They're beautiful. They're actually really dope. If you're trying to man cave or a kid going off to college or you just want to put it in your garage.
They're easy to mount.
These are incredible.
It comes with everything you need to mount it. It's LED neon, not glass neon.
If you're a true DNVR homie, we should have them make a DNVR one that they can get. Oh, yeah, look at this,
Kale. Plus, you get free shipping on that bad boy that Kale is modeling there. And if you use code DNVR, you get 10% off the purchase. So there's a nice little Christmas
gift
for
you. Yeah. They're local too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they're another local company. Colorado local.
Some CU grads.
Some CU grads.
Having said that, though, I did just do the wrong read. So
we love them anyway.
Free read.
But anyway, there's the neon sign. Snooze Flip. Snooze Flip is the most universal mattress on the planet. You can customize your sleep experience to fit your need. One side soft, one side's firm. You can flip it to the side that fits your body best. That cover's reversible.
Can I tell you one thing I haven't told you guys yet? Guess what else I got?
What?
I got the, it's a mat, it's a pillow that's memory foam too, that like has a little thing in it that like makes your neck soak. But my neck has never been, I used to get kinks. No kinks in my neck.
Wow. Every testimonials.
I'm telling you guys, this place is incredible.
It's like better than a chiropractor.
It is better than a chiropractor. Also, they do this like when you buy the bed that you get like throw, you get to pick like a few throw. It's almost like sides.
They pop.
That's right. Snooze Flip is also the only 4-in-1 mattress with those features on the market. So here's the deal. Go to Snooze Sleep and use code DNVR and save a bunch of money. $250 off a mattress, $500 off a queen-size mattress, $1,000 worth of savings on the dual split king. This is some of the biggest deals we have. So if you're looking for the mattress, if you're looking for your next mattress, do it with Snooze Sleep. Use code DNVR.
I was looking today, by the way, also. They have some Black Friday deals that are starting to roll in. I'm not sure if you can combine them, but if you can, there's big savings to be had.
If you are in the market for a home, it's a tough time right now. It can be really stressful trying to buy a house. You should know if you've attempted it recently. Let Mike and Virginia Chevalier know. Let them take the burden off this extremely difficult process. They'll alleviate so much stress and worry off your plate. They also have a fun perk for DNVR listeners. Visit them at dnvrmortgage.com and enter to win a free DNVR shirt or hat of your choice. But most importantly, get set up with a free consultation to discuss all of your options. That's dnvrmortgage.com. Call Virginia directly at 303-257-6578. You can call Mike directly at 970-412-2472. That's Michael Chevalier, NMLS number 1931006. Virginia Chevalier, NMLS number 1910631. And finally, it's time to push that holiday beef train on you, baby.
Let's go.
Hassel Cattle Company also wants in on your business this holiday season. And right now you can get 15% off your entire purchase with code DNVR. And of course, you should know by now, if your order is top $200 in value, you're getting free shipping on that bad boy. Eric, talk to the people about Hassel Cattle. Give them the 20-second pinch why they need it in their life.
Hassel Cattle is the best version of beef. You think you've had beef before in your life, and then you eat something like...
I do think I've had beef.
No, can I tell you? Have you had Hassel Cattle? Because if you haven't, you've not had beef. Like,
that's right.
It is so much better than what you're able to buy at the grocery store. It honestly, like, you need to be a little bit mindful and only get it for special occasions, perhaps, because it will ruin beef for you.
That's right.
It is so fantastic. It's very tender, very marbled. Have you heard this term?
I have heard it from you.
As Nighthawk says, it's very hard to burn also. Like, you can't really screw it up because the way that it's constructed.
That's
like
the one for me.
The heat.
Yeah.
Delicious
to eat.
Yeah, like, dude, it's incredible.
Hassel Cattle Company, best in the beef business. And we're back.
All right, we good?
We're good, baby.
We're not good.
Kale, I sent you a pretty good tweet from friend of the show, Jake Coyne, a.k.a. Bronco Squatch. You can go ahead and pull that one up. It's a pretty good one. So tonight's performance tonight, guys, historic in nature. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Too far.
Wow, that was really zoomed in.
Wow.
I think I can see the eclipse from here.
Wow, normal what producer is, Kale.
Wow,
today.
Wow, normal producer go. The Nuggets shot 36% from the field tonight to find the last time they did that at home. You have to go all the way back to December 8, 2015, when the Nuggets trotted out these starters: Moutier, Randy Foy, Danilo Gallinari, Kenneth Faried, J.J. Hickson.
Second J.J. Hickson reference of the evening.
Wow, this was a Hickson-esque night.
Tonight was dominated by J.J.
Hickson.
Yeah, that
dude was good.
So there was a great, great stat from Bronco Squatch. If you guys missed it, by the way, Steve Hess. You guys know Steve Hess. Legendary.
Kaboom.
Legendary strength and conditioning coach for the Nuggets for, count him, 21 seasons. He was right here where Dev is sitting along with George Carl yesterday for the Keeping It 1000 podcast, a podcast everybody should be listening to and subscribe to. And I'm telling you, it was a banger.
Dude, the Legend series is so good. And Steve Hess, what a guest.
Yeah.
What a presence.
Pure energy, pure fun.
Oh, he's like an all... I mean, literally, the guy runs off of vibes.
He does run off of vibes.
He is a vibe-based human.
Vibes and push-ups.
He's also a self-sustaining vibe cycle. Like, yes. He takes vibes from the earth, but if the earth's not giving him the vibes he needs that day, he draws from, like, his
inner
storage.
I know, but then also he'd be like,
and then he puts him back out into the
Brendan
world.
Brendan Vogt. Best guy on the Nuggets podcast.
Yeah, best guy.
He's a good
my guy. My guy.
Toughest dude on the planet.
That was Steve Irwin right there.
Yeah, that's like my first time doing
my guy.
That
I'm telling you, amazing.
That was good.
It's incredible.
He's a lion.
You guys want to go around the association?
Yes.
Dude, Play
that graphic.
It's like, oh god. I still need to make the Around the Association graphic.
Like, what do you do here?
What is it you do here?
If there was a Jeff Green of DNVR, who would it be?
Who would you say it is, Def?
If there's a Jeff Green.
Zero rebounds.
What do we know about him today?
He napped a lot.
He killed the vibes. Like the universe. Shoot. The basketball gods hated what happened today.
All that arguing you did on Twitter, you had no time today?
Strangely, no.
It was exhausting. All right, what do we have? Some super chats. Let's get to super chats, and then we'll go around the association. What do we got? Super chats come at me. You know what a homie you are to super chat us during this game?
Oh my God, dude.
I feel like I'm stealing money from the people at this time. Josh Barnett says, what's going on online, these guys?
What's going on online?
On to the next one. I got it. I solved it. Boom.
I had no idea.
On to the next
one.
Also,
what's going online these days?
I actually love when people type in just the first letter. You know, and you have to solve it.
Well, as somebody who has now super chatted this show, know that there is a character limit that you then have to up your price for.
Right.
Oh, where you have to pay to say more?
Yes. So that definitely was, he was running into a price break.
But you know what? He did it. I solved the puzzle. I loved it. I love an economic super chatter. I don't mind that at all. All right, what do we got here? Tyler says, turnovers were back tonight, and in Dallas, first blowout of the season. Nuggets usually bounce back well from these kinds of losses. They do. They do. You know, being shorthanded, it's funny, man. I have no idea what the status is of Michael Porter Jr., but if he were to choose a night to come back, Friday night would be a good night.
Yep.
Be a good night. He'd be a...
My breath.
It's not hard to follow up 23 minutes, stats.
Like, that's the thing. And I know there's a lot about Jeff understands how to play, and it sort of kept things simpler for that offense. There's been more flow at times. But, I mean, man, even Porter on his worst nights, you don't get these. I mean, they could use them. They could use them. Even through all of his struggles, they could use them.
Yeah, have we checked Jeff Green's Twitter account? Have we seen a "I don't want to be here" tweet yet?
Are you suspecting that maybe there's trouble in paradise for Jeff Green?
I'm suspecting that he didn't want to be here tonight.
He did not look like he wanted to be there tonight. That's true. All right, Kale, what else we got?
Talk to us, Kale. Talk to us.
Says, our offense sucks because Jokic still wants to play like Boris Diaw instead Nurk Nowitzki. Five shots in the second half after 30 is unforgivable.
There's a lot of people mad.
Here's my comment to that. Thanks for $5. Thank you. All right, what else we got? Eric says, what's the deal with the Western Union commercial? This woman has to
send money to her dad for him to show up at her wedding. What's that all about? You know what, Eric?
We're
never asked to break down commercials like we want to.
Man, I would love to break them down. I don't know this commercial, do you?
I actually don't know this commercial either. No. It sounds like dystopian, though.
It does sound dystopian. Can I tell you guys, I have this thing where I'm really good at ignoring things. You know what I mean? I have a great filter.
Yeah.
So I could have seen that commercial. I presumably it's playing during Nuggets games. I've probably seen it 1,000 times. Don't know a single detail about it. Don't remember it.
What a thing to super chat about, though.
Yeah, I love it, man.
What do you want to talk about? The game?
That's a good point.
So can you guys talk more about Jeff Green's stat line? It was not impressive, and I just wonder if you guys have covered all angles of Jeff Green tonight.
Great content, as always, from the DNVR crew. Nuggets might be losing, but DNVR is still winning. Hey,
because
you guys help us win. You guys assist on every dub.
DNVR community stays winning.
Hey, what do we do?
So for today on Twitter.
We suffer together. Molly,
suffer together.
Friend of the show / co-host of the show.
Freaking Molly.
She says, help your girl out. Promote the Jokic therapy horse GoFundMe on this night of pain. I don't know anything about Twitter marketing. Help! Molly!
Molly decided that because Jokic is not online, not on social media, she wanted to find a way for the citizens of Denver and DNVR community as a whole to be able to show him our appreciation.
Can you pull it up, the GoFundMe, Kale? Find it from, I'm guessing
so
Molly.
She set up a way for us all to be able to donate to a Venmo that she set up that has a picture of me on it and her.
Oh, this is what you were saying the other day in the... Were you saying this in the chat?
I'm not sure. All the same, It's a way to be able to sponsor a therapy horse in honor of Nikola Jokic. The therapy horse, obviously, for people that need you know, some sort of emotional help in their life. What better way than
yeah, Molly, send me what you need me to retweet on the Embryo Nuggets. I'll retweet
I'm guessing
it.
It's from she tweeted it.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, man.
Just trying to help out here.
Yeah, anyway, I love the idea. Molly is a real one.
Molly is a real one, man. We help out.
It's only a goal of 2,500. We're almost there already.
We're almost there? All right, yeah. We need to get Gorky.
Get that over there.
All right, you guys ready for around the association?
Yeah, what's going on in the association tonight?
All right, guys, the Golden State Warriors. We wondered, are they gonna? They're gonna go on the road and become frauds. They have had some like cakes, you know, some easy ones coming up. You know, they played the Cavs, who were great to start the season. Injuries have befallen them, and now they suck again.
God, I didn't care about the association right now. I got to be honest.
Well, you never do. You like hate around the association. Steph Everybody else loves it. It's a great
no,
one.
I mean, I love around the association. I just mean, like, at this moment, like, I just hate basketball. I hate the association.
Hop
not
in
a fan
chat.
Of Brendan.
Hop in the chat. Yeah. Steph Curry tonight, 40 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. He remains remarkable.
I think 16 from 3.
It's so stupid.
So stupid.
I know people are going to hate me for saying this, man. Like, I said this earlier. I can't remember where we were. We were having this conversation. You know, Curry and KD played the other day, and there's this thing where people, I just think, still don't appreciate how good of a basketball player Steph Curry is. They think he's a good shooter. Like, no, guys. This, to me, he has a very, 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 very strong case for best basketball player in the world. And when people talk about him compared to a Kevin Durant, to me, it's... I actually think, and I've thought this for a long time, I don't think that's a question. I'll take Steph Curry 100 out of 100 times.
I also think he's one of those guys where, I mean, he was in this era of so many talent and faces of the league, and undoubtedly he was one for a stretch in the LeBron era, but I still think he's going to be a guy that retires one day, and we all look around and go, ah, oh, man, like, how do we fill that void? Like, who's going to be the next Steph? And I know shooting is trending up and all of that, but... Watching Steph has been a uniquely wonderful experience as a basketball fan. So hard not to take for granted.
I've been embracing every single game that he has. Like, just
you got to, man.
Reliving
he's a special
all of
player.
Those like games. The highlights are incredible because it really does just show a team that just they're excited to see him playing at a high level. They're excited for every single shot. And they also like understand what it means. Like even on like Draymond Green, I think that's like the best pairing. Because he understands exactly what he has to do. He doesn't care if he scores zero. He loves to see his other guy get all of the glory. And, I mean, he's playing out of his mind right now. 9 of 16 from 3.
Think about how hard it is for the Nuggets to make a 3 all season long. And, like, he every night comes out as 9 for 16.
It's so
the Nuggets as a whole team.
When any member of the Nuggets makes a 3, I'm like,
yes, we did it. And like, here's the thing: tonight, the Nuggets all had opportunities to shoot 3s, and the 76ers were like, take open 3s. Both of those things happened, and yet Steph Curry 9 of 60. What were the Nuggets tonight as a team?
I don't know.
How many did they get?
I bet it was good.
You think it was good? It was 11 of 29.
Wow, that's pretty good.
So they took 13 more and made 2 more.
Tough night, not just for the Nuggets guys, but also the side pieces. The Wes Unsell Juniors.
Are you trying to move around the association?
Yeah,
is
we've been on
that
one game for
a
while.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Miami wins by 15, 112. They munder the Wes Unsell Juniors.
God, we really punked Miami. What is basketball? What are sports?
What is form?
You guys want to really puke in your mouth right here for a second?
Yeah,
let me give you a stat line from one Kyle Kuzma. 19 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists, 7 of 12 shooting, including 4 of 9 from 3. What a great stat line.
Yeah, he's playing well right now.
Yeah.
What's crazy about this game is Jimmy Butler took 19 shots. That's just not him. But this year he's taking his game
year,
to a different level of
great
I'm going to score. You guys all thought of me as this, you know, guy that's great on defense. I'm going to score this year. 11 to 19, like the efficiency, he doesn't shoot the three-point, like the three ball. He gets to wherever he wants to. He gets to the free throw line and 32 points tonight, like 4 steals.
Man, Memphis tonight beats the Clippers. That's kind of a big win for them. They needed a little stabilizer. I'm trying to look at their schedule here. It's pulling up. So that's 2 in a row now. They beat Houston. I guess that doesn't really count. And then they beat the Clippers after dropping 3 in a row. So a little bit of a stabilizer. What do we get from Ja Morant tonight? 28 points. Your boy, 5-5.
MIP.
Steven Adams, 2 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. nothing really else stands out in this game. Any notes on this one? Clippers, we don't talk about the Clippers ever.
Yeah, I think it's because they're missing Kawhi Leonard.
But they're missing him all year.
It's weird. They're like, Paul George has been phenomenal, and so they're winning games. They're winning regular season games.
It's one of those.
Oh, somebody's getting an old fashioned with a smoke.
Oh, I want an old fashioned. That's a really good drink. That sounds delicious.
So there we have a couple different types.
Can we wrap up around the association for your drink,
dude? Oh my god, we're waiting on Wynn. Do you not realize
we talked beforehand that we weren't going to go to him?
I thought he only has yolk left.
Yeah, we'll do it live. We'll figure it out live. I know that.
Well, we may or may not get to
the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I'm right there,
man.
I got it. Don't worry. So Timberwolves get a win tonight. Karl Anthony Towns goes for 25, 12, and 5.
Pretty good stat. Sounds like the fifth best center.
Yep. That is pretty. Okay. Well, I mean, they beat the Spurs, who are 4-11. That's actually my note here. The Spurs tonight's leading scorer had 12 points. No, actually 18. Vassell had 18. That's because this was a blowout end of the bench game. So actually, their garbage time guy led them in scoring. The starters, 12 points. Main rotation guys, 12 points. Spurs suck, man. Are there any players on the Spurs you want? I'm starting to look at teams that might just like phone it in.
I mean, like to actually fit the roster? Not
yeah.
Really.
Trey Lyles?
Not really.
Keldon
I would
Johnson.
Say Keldon Johnson, but they don't need like another forward.
Can you imagine getting Trey Lyles back?
DeJounte Murray. I really
he's got
like
everything.
Him.
He's got the mid-range. He's got a three-point
Where does DeJounte play, though, in Denver's rotation?
As a starter.
No, I want Derek White. I'd like Derek White, please. Thank you.
Just because he's a Colorado guy?
And he played really well against us. He saw what he can do.
Yeah, we never talk about this guy, and he's a former Nugget. I guess everyone hates him. Jared Vanderbilt goes out and he's a plus 28. He has 12 rebounds in the game. That's really what the difference was. And I guess they just score every single time he's on the court. He must play really well alongside Cat.
You'd have to like really strain to be able to hate Jared Vanderbilt.
We never talk about it.
Yeah, because he played two games for the Nuggets. He had one incredible pass and then never did anything ever again. I was always really high on Vando, but he just never got a shot here.
Then the last game of the night, the Utah Jazz dominate the Toronto Raptors. They now move ahead to the Nuggets pretty comfortably. nothing to report home here. Gary Trent Jr., 31 points, 12-18 shooting.
Well, the Jazz got Rudy Gay back. He had 20 points off the bench tonight. 20 points on 8 shots.
It will be interesting to see how he affects
their
team.
Only 18 minutes.
That's crazy.
That's pretty crazy. I mean, he's not going to be that type of scorer, but I will say the thing about Rudy Gay and that team is he does give them an important, like, small ball option and like just stretch four option. So I actually think he's kind of a big pickup for them, and I'm curious to see if he gives them a boost. Tonight I didn't see the game, obviously. I think Toronto's a pretty good team, but this was in Utah. So I don't know. You do look at that. Gobert plus 31, Mike Conley plus 33. So I'm guessing this was a comfortable domination.
My God.
Comfortable domination. That does it for around the association. Are you happy?
Wrap it up.
All right, we got to wrap it up.
Am Harrison, I happy? No, I'm
Harrison
not happy.
Does say that no players have talked yet, so it sounds like we are not going to be able to get Harrison tonight. Maybe this was a players-only meeting type of night. Maybe Yoke's just taking a little bit longer in the shower, or like he always does, takes forever. It doesn't matter. You guys don't want to hang around. But guess what?
We get another shot at it.
Get another shot at it tomorrow. So go take a shower. Go to bed.
Have a beer. Have a glass of wine.
Have a glass of wine.
Hug somebody that you love. Go on Twitter. Start some sort of internationalist.
Sounds like bad advice, but you know what? We will be back here again tomorrow, Friday night at the DMV Bar. If you guys are not going to the game and you want a place where it's going to be a lot of fun, there's a Nuggets game and an Avs game. It's going to be popping tomorrow. Friday nights at the bar. It's always a good time. We hope we'll see you there. Adios.
Let's go.
Right now, our listeners can get 25% off their entire order at Strava Craft Coffee when they use code DNVR25. Don't forget about that subscription service as well. Sign up. Tell what flavor you're looking for, what dosage you're looking for, when you want it to show up at your front door, and it'll be there every 2, 4, 6, 8 weeks. So use promo code DNVR25 when you sign up for the subscription service at Strava Craft Coffee. Get 25% off your first order and 20% off every order for the rest of your subscription. It's Strava Craft Coffee, the delicious CBD-infused coffee. It'll leave you honking like a goose.